A very good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: over 40 PF MPs back Brian Mondwele's bid for Tonse Alliance chairmanship. ECZ dismisses claims of fresh voter registration exercise, and in international news, Indonesia landslide kills 7, dozens more missing.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Over 40 Patriotic Front members of parliament who endorsed the candidature of Brian Mondwele have congratulated him on successfully filing his nomination for the position of chairmanship of the Tonse Alliance. Speaking on behalf of the MPs, Mpika M, Member of Parliament and Tonse Alliance Parliamentary Liaison Chairperson Francis Kapyanga, said Mr. Mondwele's decision to contest demonstrates clarity of purpose, courage and responsiveness to the calls of Zambians and well-meaning PF members seeking direction, unity and credible leadership ahead of the August general elections. Mr. Kapyanga said the move reflects Mr. Mondwele's commitment to mobilizing and repositioning progressive forces towards electoral victory. He has, however, expressed concern that with only 4 months remaining before nominations, the Patriotic Front continues to face prolonged indecision and has failed to convene a legitimate party conference.
At this critical moment, his move reflects a commitment to mobilize and reposition progressive forces toward electoral victory. It is deeply concerning that with only 4 months remaining before the nominations, the Patriotic Front continues to suffer from prolonged indecision and a failure to convene a legitimate party conference. Those entrusted with leadership responsibilities have pursued actions that undermine cohesion, suppress internal democracy, and weaken the party's readiness, making the party less attractive to aspiring parliamentary and local government candidates. We call upon PF structures at all levels across the country to remain resolute, focused and united behind Honorable Brian Mondwele, a leader who has demonstrated the willingness to provide political direction and stability.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia has clarified that voter registration will not be reopened and that there is no exercise underway or planned to register new voters ahead of the August general election. In a statement, ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga has expressed concern over the circulation of false and misleading information on social media alleging that voter registration will be reopened. She said the misinformation appears to have stemmed from notices issued by some local authorities regarding the hiring of motor vehicles. Ms. Luhanga has clarified that the notices relate solely to logistical arrangements for the inspection of the provisional register of voters as provided for in the general election roadmap. She has emphasized that the exercise will allow registered voters to inspect and verify their details on the provisional register and does not involve the registration of new voters. Ms. Luhanga has further dismissed claims that the inspection exercise targets a specific district earmarked for delimitation, stating that it will be conducted at polling stations in all 116 districts across the country. The Ministry of Tourism has announced the arrest of 6 individuals for assaulting and obstructing wildlife police officers who were lawfully executing their duties in Sikongo District. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Nelly Banda said on 13 January 2026, wildlife police officers supported by community scouts were deployed to the Upper West Zambezi Game Management Area in Chumbula Chiefdom following credible intelligence on suspected illegal timber harvesting and wildlife poaching activities involving armed individuals and foreign nationals. In a statement, Ms. Banda has explained that while the officers were camped in the forest, they were confronted by a group of unruly community members armed with spears, axes, machetes, knives and clubs who attempted to forcibly eject them from the area. She said during the confrontation, one wildlife police officer was assaulted and there were attempts to disarm officers of their firearms, posing a serious threat to life, public safety, and the integrity of the operation. Ms. Banda has further stated that following the deployment of reinforcements, six suspects were lawfully arrested on 14 January 2026 for unruly conduct, assault, and obstruction of wildlife police officers. She has added that one of the arrested individuals is an officer from the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries who was identified as one of the ringleaders in the incident. Sinoma Cement Factory Regional Manager Motale Musadabwe has announced plans to develop a new concrete plant along the Great East Road to bring services closer to customers and improve operational efficiency. Speaking during the company's 2025 annual customer appreciation event last evening, Ms. Musadabwe said the facility is a strategic investment aimed at strengthening customer proximity and supporting long-term growth. She said the new plant will enable Sinoma Cement to serve a wider client base, extending coverage as far as Chongwe, while improving logistics efficiency and ensuring faster product delivery.
I am thrilled to officially announce our latest milestone, which is the development of a new concrete batch plant along Great East Road. This facility isn't just about machinery. It is about proximity and promise. This will allow us to serve you better, exceeding all the way to Chongwe. This move is there to drastically reduce our lead time, improve logistics, and ensure that the legendary strength of Sinoma Cement is accessible more ever than before.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has announced significant progress in its nationwide aerial mineral mapping survey, which has reached 55% completion. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta has announced that the high-resolution airborne geophysical survey is modernizing the country's geological database and opening new frontiers for exploration, particularly in previously underexplored regions. Dr. Kabeta made these remarks during a courtesy call by Swiss Ambassador to Zambia, Stefan Ray, at the ministry yesterday.
We are trying to have a great understanding of the mineral resource that we have. A general understanding that we have mineral commodities in the country. But for us to have a clearer understanding of what commodities we have, we undertook to carry out a countrywide geophysical survey. And right now, I think the planes are flying across the country, and we hope that by the end of this year, we should be able to complete that exercise. And therefore, we shall have enough understanding of what lies beneath us. And therefore, we should be in a position to come with the confidence to you or any other investors and say this is what we have.
And Ambassador Ray has expressed optimism about Zambia's investment potential, highlighting the country's strong ties with Switzerland.
We want to do more, and Switzerland wants to do more. And of course, when the state secretary comes and meets those people with such a success story, of course, it will trigger interest among investors to do something similar. And the startup fund is managed by a startup company called iGravity that has asked us to also do some, make a pitch, like a business pitch.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 7 people have died and more than 80 others are missing after a landslide hit Indonesia's West Java province, officials said. The landslide occurred in the West Bandang region, southeast of the capital Jakarta, following days of intense rainfall. Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency said in a statement that more than 30 homes were destroyed after landslide.